Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi-Fornum, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, September 19, 1950, an editorial in the Barbados Advocate under the headline Wrapping Paper addressed at the issue of the reuse of discarded wrapping paper at shops and butcher stalls in Bridgetown. This was a timely commentary from the newspaper, as Bridgetown and Barbados generally had nearly 100 years before suffered the catastrophic effects of a cholera epidemic, which was at the time blamed on unhealthy practices. According to the editorial, and I quote, "An ever-growing army of small boys collect paper and light card from the refuse boxes of the various business houses and alleys in the city and sell it to small shops and butchers for wrapping parcels, even food," end quote. According to the editorial, this unhealthy practice was especially prevalent in the public market, where this waste paper was used for wrapping fresh meat of, quote, "unsuspecting people glad to have their parcels wrapped in strong paper, accept this without scruple, little realizing the danger to which they expose their families, their employers, and themselves," end quote. The editorial went on to point out, quote, "It does not take any imagination to see the danger of this practice. The paper collected from alleys have sometimes blown from the water and dried again. And in a place like Bridgetown, where people commit sanitary nuisances every day in alleys, it is likely that these bits of paper might be heavily loaded with disease germs," end quote. The commentary further stated, quote, "Medical opinion is that typhoid fever and stomach diseases might easily be spread by this practice," end quote. The editorial further warned, quote, "It has been drawn to the public attention, but the practice continues among unscrupulous people who think only of the difference in cost between proper wrapping paper or paper bags and this refuge, which is sold extremely cheap," end quote. Additionally, it was shown that a previous unhealthy habit, where persons were collecting used sticks from frozen joys, now known as lollies, to be reused by confectionery makers, as well as the reuse of crown corks, aka bottle caps, was only stamped out through public education. The editorialist, therefore, suggested that, quote, "In the meantime, there should be some move by the General Board of Health to pass some regulation, or the Sanitary Commissioners of St. Michael to pass a bylaw which would make it an offense for people to collect from refuse bins and garbage heaps any article for use in the handling of food," end quote. Finally, the writer made it clear that now that the public was made aware of the problem, it was up to them to make sure that their food items were wrapped in nothing but bona fide wrapping paper. Therefore, on this day, September 19, 1950, Barbadians were informed of the unsanitary practices relating to the reuse of discarded wrapping paper when the Advocate editorial forcefully raised the issue.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.